Good singing this morning. I tell you, I'm all charged up now. Would the children come up and spend a couple minutes with me? It would be totally awesome for me. Good morning. How is everybody today? Good morning. Are you cold? Cool. Love the shoes. You guys are looking good. How am I looking? Am I all right?
Yeah.
I got my orange tie on this week. Why is that? That's right. How'd you know? That is so great that you know that. Did you know it's Thanksgiving this week?
Yeah.
Oh, what's Thanksgiving about?
Turkey.
Okay, let's do this one at a time.
Turkey.
The day God's rose from the dead.
Oh, that's good. We always celebrate Jesus rising from the dead. I think that's great. Because if that didn't happen, we wouldn't be very thankful people, would we?
No.
You stay with that answer, because that's good. And how about you?
Family.
That's right. So Thanksgiving is about turkeys.
Melissa, did you put that out?
Melissa makes me do this every year. It's just something we do. Now, so Thanksgiving, however, is not really about turkeys. I'm sorry. Sorry, it's not. It's not. It totally isn't. You know what Thanksgiving as a word means giving thanks, right? It's thanksgiving. If it wasn't one word, if it was sort of two, it would be thanksgiving, right? Giving thanks. So it's very appropriate for us to do that because God has been so cool. And even when we have tough times and difficult times, God is so cool because God provides for us. God gives us ways not only get through things, but to be victorious, to be courageous in the midst of things. Because God has tied himself to us in Jesus. Have you ever thought about that? That you and Jesus are tied together. Yeah, that's what Thanksgiving is about. Or some of us referring it like to Friendsgiving. You know, because some of us have family that are close, some of us have friends that are close. Whatever the reason on the holiday, we don't want to be alone. We want to be with neighbors. We want to be with friends, often family. And so we do that because we want to stay close. We want to gather together. But being sort of tied to God is another really cool idea. And, of course, you tie things with ropes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if we were going to tie things, when God ties himself to us, he might have a rope like this, you know, and then he might do this and then maybe do this. And then he makes, you know, a knot, right? How did he do that? But the kind of knots that God ties actually are real knots. See? So it makes a knot like this. And it comes undone, right? But the kind of knots that God ties are a little different. Because, in fact, when Melissa and I got married, didn't Ellie use the illustration of marriage being a tie, a knot that is not quickly untied. It's something that stays together. And so whenever you see a rope this week, it might be a string, it might be a cord on an appliance, that maybe somebody gets out an electric knife cutter to cut that turkey up. Whenever you see a cord or a rope, I want you to remember that God has tied himself to us, not with those tricky knots that come undone. We're talking about knots that last. Because God said, I will never break my promise. I will never leave you alone. I think this is great that God has tied himself to us. Why don't we pause and give thanks to God this morning? Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you that you've tied yourself to us. Thank you that helps us to feel secure, helps us to feel wanted. And even when we get a little off track, it helps us find our way back. So we thank you for Thanksgiving. Fill us with thanks. Help us to be a blessing to others that are having difficult times, maybe this week, that they would find reason to give thanks because we've helped them give thanks. And I thank you for these children. Thank you for the joy they bring and for the joy they experience. And keep them in your good care, always tied to you through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thanks for being with me today.